ISKCON will really last for 10,000 years, and I myself am not sure whether Srila Prabhupada even expected it to last 50 years. Personally, I'm not so sure. Of course, he gave instructions, but I think Srila Prabhupada would be very happy to know if he were here in person, still in his Vapu form, in his physical form, that his ISKCON is already 50 years old. And this is a great celebration, and we should also take this very seriously, that Srila Prabhupada's movement is already 50 years old. Srila Prabhupada said that his ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, from his point of view, it was to be considered his physical body. So the ISKCON is still there, although Srila Prabhupada has left this planet, and there is the departure ceremony. Srila Prabhupada, when he left in Vrindavan in 1977, he was carried around in Vrindavan. Then he was properly entombed with Vedic rituals, and he is not physically there. He's just gone. But in his spirit, he is still very much there, and I hear from many new devotees also that even now Srila Prabhupada speaks to them personally. So a devotee nowadays in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness should accept Srila Prabhupada as his personal guru right from the beginning, at the time that he joins the temple, just like Vishnu himself appeared in the sacrificial area of Maharaj Prithu, and Prithu directly accepted Lord Vishnu as spiritual master. Now, this is, 1 minute left, okay. This, of course, we cannot do. We cannot accept Lord Vishnu as spiritual master because he's Adi Guru. He's very much remote. He's the first guru. But we can accept Srila Prabhupada as our spiritual master when we come into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then we take initiation from a living spiritual master, the Diksha initiation. You are conversant with the process. But then Srila Prabhupada still stays very much alive as everybody's spiritual grandfather. So we have this situation that we have Krishna, we have our present spiritual master, and in between there is Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyana Timiranda Syatanandana Sarakaya Saksu Ramaditam Yena Sasmai Sigurave Namaha. So I wanted to just explain, Srila Prabhupada had a book like Spiritual Dialectic, Spiritual an Understanding about the Philosophers. And there was one philosopher, he's Plato, and he gave a very interesting description of a guru in Greek philosophy. He said, imagine you are in a cave and you sit at the wall and you never go out of this cave. And above you, there's the entrance of the cave, and you see light. And the light goes to the other side of the wall, and you see some people walking by, and you see the shadows of these people, but you never go out of this cave. So this is our situation. We are in this material world, and we see the material bodies, and we see reflection of the spiritual bodies, but this is the material body. And in this example, if someone goes into the cave and binds you free, and then you go out of the cave and you see for the first time the real world, and you're really astonished that there's a real world you never have seen. So this is like the spiritual master, he opens our eyes and gives us the understanding that there is another world, the spiritual world. And this is like something completely new for us. We never imagined that this is possible. But he forced to open our eyes. He said, now you go, but you go. There's the spiritual world. Why you are sleeping in the laps of Maya? So I wanted to just talk about some experience I had myself with Srila Prabhupada, because the spiritual master, he takes you out and he gives you some understanding. Yesterday we were talking about 1 minute of association with the spirit, pure devotee is most important. So my own second, so a little second of Srila Prabhupada's association was that I was living in the temple for 9 months going to school and was initiated by Srila Prabhupada by letter, and then I got second initiation also by letter, and I never saw Srila Prabhupada before. And then we went to Paris to see for the first time Srila Prabhupada. And then I had a big expectation, and I already was serving him, and it was like accumulation of hope or whatever. There was some accumulation of what's going on, who's the real spiritual master. I never have seen the spiritual master. And then I saw Srila Prabhupada coming down the stairs, and then I was thinking, oops, okay, this is the guru. But then I had this realization. Prabhupada was there was some tears in his eyes. He was crying, as far as I understood. And then these tears going, it was like going into my eyes, and I was also coming some tears in my eyes. And I could understand that Srila Prabhupada had the understanding that Krishna is working with him together, and we are already his disciples. Even he didn't know our personally, but Krishna was working with him together. So there was some transcendental love. He had the understanding that there is some transcendental love. I had the realization that Srila Prabhupada is on another level of transcendental love. And this made me understand, and this made the deep desire in my heart came, I want to be like Srila, I want to reach this level also. Maybe it's a long way to go, but it's possible. So the Christians say Jesus Christ is a very high level. You never reach this level of pure devotee or pure son of God. But Srila Prabhupada, he made the understanding we can reach this level. And he showed us he is on this level. And then we say, I also want to go. The desire came. So therefore we can give the testimony. We are disciples, we are not so advanced, but we can give the testimony that Srila Prabhupada was a real pure devotee, and he had a really high level. And the highest level was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had, you know, he embraced someone, he was in love of God and rolling on the floor, not like Sahajiya. He was really in love of God. So he was a mystic. So Srila Prabhupada had this mystic, and many disciples had realization of this, the different kinds of realization of Prabhupada's mystic, and this is the mystic he made us to become devotees. And we just can tell you, and I hope you can get some little glimpse of this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I'm very happy to be able to be here amongst all of you to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Day. A little later, I think everybody will have the opportunity to read their offerings to Srila Prabhupada. So my personal offering will be read then later. Right now, just to say, I think, I don't know who chose this text for today. You did? Very good choice. Because here, we are actually, the text is talking about the king and the duty of a king and what kind of consciousness a king is supposed to have. And Srila Prabhupada, in other words, is the king for ISKCON. He is actually the founder acharya. I'm sure all of you have read the new book that was translated. Oh, excuse me. I wanted to ask, does everybody understand English here? You don't. So can you understand German? Or what? Can somebody take care of these? It's only two persons, but they should be taken care of. Is it possible? Keshava? Danke. Danke. Excuse me, I forgot to ask at the beginning. So, I'm sure all of you have seen the new book, Srila Prabhupada's Founder Acharya. Who has read it? only so many, so few. I would like to let you know, do you have this book in the shop here? Yes? No? Yes. So please, this book need to be read by all the devotees, because this book really gives a good explanation of what position Srila Prabhupada has in this movement as the founder acharya of this movement. And by understanding his position in this movement, it makes us understand better also what kind of relationship we have to Srila Prabhupada and to this movement and to all the devotees that are trying to bring to work for this mission. So, of course, here everybody is talking about a personal relationship to Srila Prabhupada, and not everybody is able to have such a close relationship to Srila Prabhupada, but really Srila Prabhupada is available for every devotee, every member in ISKCON, for a very deep personal relationship to him. Never mind, despite the own guru that we are have been initiated by, to which we have a very deep relationship. So the one does not exclude the other. It's just like a father or a mother. They have husbands and wives. They have different children. And this one person, the father loves his wife. He loves his children. And there is no conflict between loving the wife and loving the three, four, or five children that there is. So similarly, for the devotees, it's also like this. We can have a very deep relationship to Srila Prabhupada despite of having another guru that has initiated us. And everybody is actually being protected, including the guru that you have taken, by Srila Prabhupada's blessings, his mercy, and the, so to say, spiritual duties that he gave to all of us. Srila Prabhupada, when he writes his letters, he says, please accept my blessings. He is asking us, please accept them. This means he is giving blessings and he is asking us to accept these blessings. Sorry, that's a little bit deep. So we have to understand that Prabhupada has something to give to us that we are lacking in this material world. And unless we are making ourselves ready to accept these blessings, we are struggling very, very hard in this material world because we don't have the vision necessary. We forgot that actually the real world is the spiritual world, and this is just like Jai Gora said, a shadow of it, and we are living a dream and a shadow, and we actually need to wake up from this dream and live the spiritual dream, and Srila Prabhupada is the one who is giving us this. Srila Prabhupada in the text, it says that we have to remain equipoised despite of material difficulties. And even though we in general think that to remain equipoised means that we have no feelings at all, we are same, never mind whether we are happy or unhappy, it says, whether we are happy or unhappy, it's all the same. Yes, it is, but that doesn't mean that we don't feel these feelings. So all these feelings that we are actually experiencing in due course of our struggle for spiritual life, they are, I just read this 2 days ago, they are actually spiritual feelings, because we are all situated on the way to Godhead, and we have made a decision at some point in our life to take the path, the spiritual path. From this moment on, as we recognize that Krishna is God and we want to give our life, dedicate our lives to Him, whatever struggle we are going through is actually a spiritual struggle, even though to our eyes it looks completely material.
1 minute.
Thank you. So since we don't have much time, yes, it is that we are celebrating 50 years, and I doubt that Srila Prabhupada made this big effort just to last 50 years. And I'm sure Prabhupada made this effort because it's going to last 10,000 years. And I believe that ISKCON is going to last 10,000 years. Maybe it's going to change in due course of time, because we are progressing, but it's certainly going to last. Even Srila Prabhupada says there's ISKCON in the spiritual world, so you won't get rid of it so easily. Sorry. And just to close up, a little story that maybe some of you heard already. I happen to be in a woman's body, so for me to be close to Srila Prabhupada in his lifetime, I met him twice. It was very, very important. The few words that he told me, they are carrying me through my days on a daily basis. Still, I always envied the Prabhus that had such close bodily contact also with him, because they are Prabhus. So at one point I realized that when Prabhupada said that ISKCON is his body, then I said, hey, I have a chance too to massage his feet by taking care of his movement, ISKCON and all these things, doing my best to inspire the devotees to follow up, to work in the mission, to be inspired, to go through all the struggles that we are going through and not give up. This is how I have the opportunity to massage Srila Prabhupada's feet. Hare Krishna.
Fünf Minuten? Sechs, okay. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatyadi Satayane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, it is a great honor for me to address you today on the Divine Appearance Day of Srila Prabhupada, and I would like to follow up a little on what Mother Dina Sharana shared with us. Prabhupada's extreme central position within our movement and the need for each one of us to understand this and to connect with this divine personality. Srila Prabhupada is very much in the center of ISKCON. We can see this, for instance, in the daily Bhagavatam class, where we read the purports of Srila Prabhupada every day, and whatever is discussed in terms of philosophy is based on his purports, his translations. Every day in our temples we do this, and we are encouraged to read every day in Srila Prabhupada's books. Also, in terms of worship, every morning the day of a Vaishnav in the temple starts with prayers to Srila Prabhupada, the samsara prayers, and then afterwards at around 7:15 after the Deity Darshan, then is a Guru Puja, a collective worship of Srila Prabhupada. Also, the way our movement is conducted, we always base our activities on what Srila Prabhupada said. We have a governing body commission, a guidance of our movement, who always meet, and in their meetings where they discuss how things should be done, how eventual problems should be corrected, you will always find them quoting Srila Prabhupada's letters, conversations, different sayings at different times, and basing their authority, their guidance on what Srila Prabhupada said. It is when you study alone these three subjects, the worship of Srila Prabhupada, which goes on, how his philosophy or purpose guide each single devotee, and how the guidance of the movement and the management of the movement, but also the spiritual inspiration of the movement from its highest managerial authority is conducted, you will see Prabhupada is totally in the center and is always referred to. In our movement, we have made one amazing and for some of us astonishing realization, and that is whenever we follow Srila Prabhupada, it seems what we do is successful beyond our imaginations. And whenever we get it a little wrong, or we forget something, or we don't follow, then things don't work so well. And Prabhupada sometimes said things which at first we could not really understand very well. I could give you several examples, but I have only altogether 6 minutes or maybe seven, so I have to come to the close. But for instance, when Prabhupada said something like Berlin will be the spiritual capital of Germany, then right now we have a nicely operating temple, but it is small. But we know when we work for this end, then everything will work. For instance, we could see this during the Ratha Yatra ceremony. We got a dream place to do Ratha Yatra. It's right in the heart of the German nation. It's before the Brandenburger Gate, a symbol which you find that all tourists have to go there once in a lifetime to experience what is a real Germany. There we had Ratha Yatra because we thought, well, if Prabhupada says Berlin will be the spiritual capital, let's try it. And when we tried, there seemed to be success. It is something which sometimes amazes devotees, because some of Prabhupada's statements are coming clearly from another level than our present intelligence works at. But if we follow you, we are lifted on that level. It's really, we have this slogan which Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. In other words, it's not really a word for someone who tries to go the spiritual path of Krishna consciousness. And we have really seen that we were doing things on Prabhupada's order which ordinarily would have been impossible, like printing books, we had no ideas, distributing them. I know it, you know, you forget, but it's like millions now. 80 million, I think at one stage it was 80 million, but that was 10.
500 million.
Thank you. This is worldwide. I was thinking of a German figure, but let's stay with the world. Over 500,000, or what is it?
Billion.
What is a billion? I can't even think in billion.
Billion.
Yeah. eine 500 millions. So 500 millions. This is already for an ant brain like me. I can count up till maybe 10,000 and so on, and then I'm tired and I lose track. These are, what is it? Billion books, something, 500 billion books, or I'm losing it, but inconceivable. And he wanted it, and we understood, let's satisfy him, and then we felt this empowerment of Krishna, who was doing this. And I would really like to repeat really what Mother Dinasharna said so nicely and so heart touching. But Dinasharna, Mother Dinasharna, you are very much pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Body for Prabhupada, it was not so important. But you are our heroine. So what she said is, she wants to say this, and I want to say it in her footsteps. My dear devotees, each one of us, please think how you can make Prabhupada bring him in the place where he should be, the center. Because the moment you connect with his wishes, his mindset, his orders, his instructions, you will see something will come into you which is amazing. It is making the impossible possible. That we have seen many, many times in our lives, and you can ask all of us disciples of Srila Prabhupada on a personal level during the day. When we do this, it's something comes into us which is certainly more than our limited abilities. One minute I have left. So, what to say in 1 minute? I will tell you my picture of Srila Prabhupada. In the early days, Srila Prabhupada held up a picture. It was one of his favorite pictures. It showed Krishna standing and playing his flute in the moonlight. The river Jamuna was flowing by. So Prabhupada held up this picture of Krishna, who stands in a beautiful scenario of Vrindavan. And then he quoted a verse. All the devotees were sitting before him, and he was showing them a picture. He said, he quoted a verse, then he took a piece of paper like this one, and he wrote something down, and then the devotees heard the scratching of his pen. It was very dramatic. There was a picture and the scratching of a pen. And then Prabhupada read aloud, "My dear friend, if you still have an inclination to enjoy material life, society, friendship and love, then please do not see the boy named Govinda, who is standing in a three-curved way, smiling and skillfully playing on his flute. His lips brightened by the full moonshine." And then he turned around to one of his devotees, Yamuna Mataji. "Yamuna, you can write this nicely, no?" And then Yamuna had to write this down. And I believe in this gesture we find an aspect of Srila Prabhupada which is extremely attractive and shows him really as a founder acharya of the Krishna Consciousness Society. He wants to put us to understand that Krishna is in the center. If you think of Prabhupada, then he is the place where we all have to focus on, where we all should learn, we should all read, we should follow all the instructions, we should make his mission, his heart, our heart's attention. Why? What is the message of this great personality? He holds up a picture and says, Krishna. Krishna is in the center. And this is the miracle of Srila Prabhupada, that he really somehow had this ability to put Krishna into the center of our lives and put us, make us Krishna conscious. So there is a reason when we say, put everything, Prabhupada is in the center, because if you put him in the center, you find yourself automatically connected with Krishna. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful nature of Srila Prabhupada. It's difficult to speak in 6 minutes, and maybe I... I'm finished. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Shishi goni tai ki jay. Gaura premanandi hari hari bo.
So I have been appointed master of ceremony. Master means actually servant of the ceremony. So the next point will be the offering of the Vyasa Puja book, and maybe Dina Shana can do. And we can do little bhajans, maybe Sachinanda Swami will sing. Okay. The Vyasa Puja book will be offered, and you show the pictures to Srila Prabhupada standing on this Vyasa. And we have, this is like 15 minutes given. Yeah, she will zeigt Ihnen das Buch.
Nee,
wo sit down, yeah.
Gut.
Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ete Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya. Te bhakti veda tasami iti namine namaste Saraswate deve Gauravani pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyadesa Tarine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Katyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadhi Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sare Go Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Ibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Chaitanya Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. So now we have the readings of Srila Prabhupada, and the Prabhupada disciples may sit here and we do the readings. And everyone else who wants to have some offering, he can do this offering because we have some time. Hare Krishna. Satchinanda Swami, you would like to start? We are only four.
Who's best to start? Wer soll der anfangen?
Du.
Ja?
Du. Hare Krishna. Wir haben genug Zeit. Nein. Nur die Opferung. Achso, wir brauchen ein Mikrofon.
So, Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale. Please, everybody. Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswate Deve. Gauravani Bhajaline Nivishesha Shunyavali Iskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, I read yesterday your lecture which you gave on the Jamashtami day to all the assembled devotees of the Hamburg temple. And I read another lecture where you requested your disciples to speak on Krishna's appearance, and you were there and you were listening very careful to what they said. In the same way, I know that when we speak before you, at that time you still listen very carefully. Each Vyasa Puja day, I stand before your murti in the temple room to read my offering to you. And each year, as I read, I always feel that you are personally present, hearing my words and also what I wish to express through my words. And then you respond in some way, by a strong intuition, by a God brother telling me something about you, but most often by something I read in your books that speaks to me directly. Anyone can connect with you in this way through your books, and in fact countless souls do connect with you this way and begin to feel your presence in their lives. You have told us that we may contact you through your vani after your disappearance, as you write in your Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. Association with Krishna and the spiritual master should be association by vibration, not physical presence. That is real association. A question of faith and determination. In January, I needed to be put under anesthesia for 3 hours during an unavoidable surgery. It felt like a small death. But when I woke up, there was your photo with your grave and blissful expression. At that time, I took great inspiration from something you said in a lecture. This was in India in 71 in Gorakhpur. We have taken very serious job. Very serious job we have taken. In this life, we want to finish this material existence for good. Serious. We have taken a very, very responsible task. To finish this so-called lording it over this material nature. Our business is not to lord it over, but to serve Krishna. After this small death in the hospital, this anesthesia, and then waking up and reading that and seeing your picture, I felt the statement addressed me directly. It cuts through the lingering cloud of the distracting after effects of the anesthesia and all the post-operative pain. It immediately empowered me with determination for seva and sadhana. We have taken a very serious job. On my return from the hospital, I opened the Bhagavatam to the place where I'm rereading it at the present. As I began reading, I saw that you were expressing the same kind of urgency in one of your purports to the verses where the Lord congratulates Brahma for having executed penances to become qualified to see the Lord in his abode and perform his service of creation. I quote, "The Lord is more clever than any living entity," you wrote. "Therefore, he wants to see how painstaking The devotee is in devotional service. Painstaken means how much the devotee is ready to take up austerity and even personal inconveniences in devotional service. The order is received from the Lord either directly or through the bona fide spiritual master. And to execute that order, however painstaking, is the severe type of penance. One who follows this principle rigidly is sure to achieve success in attaining the Lord's mercy. Srila Prabhupada, by your actions, you have given me an example of this principle on a very high level, an example that cannot fail to touch one's heart, no matter who he is and where he is. On this divine day of your auspicious appearance in this world, I sincerely request you to equip me with the one-pointed faith and determination that are necessary to apply this principle in a way that gives pleasure to your heart. Your humble servant, Sachinandan Swami. Srila Prabhupada, I wish to express something also spontaneously from my own heart. Now, where I stand before you on your appearance day, and I think half a year has passed since I wrote this Vyasa Puja offering. I really strongly feel that the message of this offering is where I still stand at present. Only the circumstances have changed. Then I was still in post-operative trauma, and now I'm focusing all my energies on serving your wonderful mission. I really request you to give me that blessing which only you can give so liberally. The blessing to really do everything in my potency to serve your glorious mission. Please equip me with the strengths. I'm by nature a poor West European person, not much qualified for this service, but I'm 100% sure that if you, if I put you in the center of my life and pray to you, then your wonderful personality and the Shakti which you have, because you're directly in contact with Lord Krishna, can empower your humble disciple to do something which in your service which will give pleasure to your heart. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Shmate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gola Vani Pachane Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paraskatya Desatayane. I hope I can read this properly because I don't have my glasses. So, let's try. So, I'm sure Satchinanda Swami can confirm what I just wanted to say in introduction. Every year, Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja is taking place, and as soon as this is over, we have to actually begin thinking or meditating about the Vyasa Puja offering for the following years, because we're just so busy and we're just so, out of touch with the mood in general, because we are working for the mission, that if you don't think about it on time, you might pass the deadline for actually being in the book on time. So every year, actually, after Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, this is the time I begin to meditate about the Vyasa Puja for next year. Keeps me busy a whole year. I would like to dedicate this Vyasa Puja, of course, for Srila Prabhupada, but also very much for those devotees, for some reason, that have difficulties in their spiritual life and cannot be here for these reasons, or cannot temporarily follow the vows. So I would like to dedicate this, that all of us, we meditate on those devotees who have difficulties in their spiritual life. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachane Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paskatyali Siddhavine. His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. On this auspicious day of your appearance, the whole world of ISKCON and friends and your disciples are rejoicing and celebrating 50 years ISKCON 2016, Joy of Devotion. This is our centenary, because none of us will witness 100 years. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. All of your personal achievements and all of your sincere and loyal disciples' achievements are now coming to maturity and to a crossroads on the way to Godhead. Your legacy and the future of your mission belongs to the new generation. The new generation's future starts now. Nourished by 50 years of efforts, sacrifices, faith, and loyalty. Despite difficulties and mistakes, your disciples are still holding up high the light of Krishna consciousness in your name, because you have shown us the Lord of your heart. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. For this wonderful, rare, and priceless gift to the human race of all creeds and colors, from the core of my heart, on this auspicious day of your appearance, I, a fallen soul, thank you. Had you not, out of deep compassion, taken upon yourself the dangerous journey to countries outside India, none of us would have ever had the great fortune of coming in touch with the Lord of your heart. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. As my As with most of your disciples, the first few years of my life were spent roaming around this material world searching. After much failure, the second few years of my life were spent practicing spiritual life under your guidance, trying to understand and serve the Lord of my spiritual master's heart. The third few years of my life left me stripped of all hope for material and spiritual success, cheated, deprived, and stranded. Will there be a life after this? Where are you, O Lord of my spiritual master's heart? For the last few years of my life, I beg you to allow me to always remember you, to never forsake your association, to always be filled with your unconditional love forever. O Lord of my heart, may your holy name alone remain on my lips, never again to leave the core of my heart. On this auspicious day of your appearance, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I am begging to become your servant.
This is English, the German book.
This is the only thing which is available. It's all sold out.
Deutsche book. Okay. That's it. Gleich wird Vaidyanath and Gora, Jaigora, they're going to read theirs, but for all the devotees who sent in a Vyasa Puja offering, we have made this little booklet for all the German devotees. So whoever is in this book can take one book from Vaidyanath and read their offering out of this book. But before we go further, I had asked Bhagavad Dharma to bring me a Prabhupada's Founder Acharya book, but the store is sold out. So I don't know who is in charge of the store?
Tatiana,
so we're asking Tatiana, I don't know if she's in this room, to please order new books.
It's sold out and you cannot get it so easily. I asked Vishnu Priya, who is from Bhaktivedanta Library, but she told me that on the website, founderacharya.net, the book is free to download. If okay. Anyone wants to download it.
But in Germany, ISKCON Germany headquarters, there are books, English and German, available. Okay. And the stores should order them so it's in the store for the devotees to get and read. It's really important to read this book. Please do this. Thank you. Okay. Online or from the store. Thank you.
Okay.
So maybe we can distribute these three to someone. Vaidyanath.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, you look so beautiful today, coming out of a lotus flower, just like Lord Brahma did when he first took birth in this material universe. And Lord Brahma is the original spiritual master, first spiritual master in this universe. And he received instructions directly from Lord Vishnu and from Krishna. So This decoration of your Vyasa-san proves to me the dedication of your grand disciples and aspiring grand disciples, so I'm very hopeful that this movement, your international society, Kura Krishna Consciousness, will continue for many, many ages to come. As a centennial key event, we had several engagements here in Germany, especially we visited Schloss Rettershof, where you visited in 1974, and we planted a tree in memory of your visit, and we also installed a plaque so that everybody who comes to that place, which is a famous hotel nowadays, can see that you visited this place, Schloss Rettershof, in 1974. We had a Guru Puja there, and several devotees who came from overseas, your dear disciple Shivananda Prabhu, who started the movement in Europe. He was the first devotee actually to come to Europe, and in Europe he first set his foot, started the temple in Hamburg, and then also Hamburg in 1969 was the first place in Europe that you put your lotus feet on European ground. So as a centennial event, we also visited the places that you strolled around in Hamburg. We visited the first European temple, Eppendorfer Weg 11, and had a very nice celebration there with your disciple, His Holiness Bhakti Bhushan Swami, Shivananda Prabhu, and also Mother Surabhi, who came from Australia. So visiting these ancient places, which are some of whom are kind of simple in their outward appearance, one definitely feels your presence, and all the devotees, about 50 who were there, could vividly realize your presence there, even after so many years. So I'm now going to read.
These two places have actually been initiated as Prabhupada Tirthas, Prabhupada's places of pilgrimages, in the Schloss Rettershof and in Hamburg, in the park there, I don't know exactly where the place is, Jai Gora can tell you. So they are actually Prabhupada Tirthas. They are holy places where we can go and visit and meditate and meet Prabhupada there.
Now I'm reading my Vyasa Puja from the small Vyasa Puja book. As Mother Dinashana said, we have a German Vyasa Puja book, and there are very nice offerings in there, one by His Holiness Bhakti Gauravani Goswami, former Veda Vyas Prabhu, who translated all of Prabhupada's books from English to German, and other devotees. Here is mine. On the opposite side, there's Mother Damodar Priya, who publishes her offering in here, and it's available. We printed a few copies. So now comes my official Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. This year being ISKCON's 50th anniversary, once again, you become the focus of our contemplation. In fact, whenever anything of importance happens in ISKCON, we are drawn to your divine instructions and personality and sit by your lotus feet like little unexperienced children. This year, I had the opportunity to visit Kolkata along with the places of your early pastimes, the small apartments where you made your divine appearance and where you lived as a child, the Radha Madan Mohan and Radha Govinda temples that were the focus of your early life, the school and college you went to, the place where you first met your spiritual master in 1922, and the Kidapuri dock where you set sail for America in 1965. You amaze me whenever I think of you, and this was another transcendental experience. By visiting the places of your early pastimes, I felt invited to join your family. What especially struck me was the simple middle-class background which you originated from and the fact that you performed such extraordinary service for your Guru Maharaj, starting the most influential Vaishnava movement in the world. During the 1996 centennial celebrations, we intensely remembered your instructions to get back on the tracks of the Sampradaya, since we were on the verge of going astray, losing sight of your wonderful personality. You rewarded us for our endeavors. Now, during ISKCON's golden 50th anniversary, we are thinking about how to perpetuate your preeminent position for all times to come, at least for the next 10,000 years. We have learned that ISKCON rests on you as the founder Acharya, like a tree rests on its roots, and that if you are forgotten, there will be no more ISKCON. Just like by irrigating the root of the tree, the trunk, the branches and leaves are nourished, so by worshipping you as the founder Acharya, all of ISKCON will thrive and flourish. Only through your divine personality will we remain connected to the Guru Parampara. As for myself, I more and more appreciate the very few moments I spend in your direct association, because the value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter, and what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.18.13. I'm in the age now that you took sannyas, and am certainly reminded of death more often than before, as more and more of my god brothers and sisters leave the planet. I hope that we all will remember your divine lotus feet for the rest of our lives. Your servant, Vaidyanathas.
Nama Om Vishnu Bhadaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paskatyari Satarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janandana Salakaya Saksuhun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So I have written this in German, I will translate. So dear Srila Prabhupada, when I try to write these kinds of offerings, I always have some kind of barrier. And for me it's like very important. I write one letter, one sentence, offering to Srila Prabhupada, and then suddenly it appears. So this time I was thinking to worship you, not always talking about myself. I have to worship you, and I had the idea, like some idea to do some kind of, you know, this Vishnu Sahasranam. So I always had the idea to do some Prabhupada Sahasranam, this thousand names of Prabhupada. but I'm not able to do 1,000. I have some names of Prabhupada to worship him, and maybe someone else have some additional ideas, so we can maybe do something like this. Though the first name I thought about was the Abhay. Abhay, he is the one who has no fear. So Srila Prabhupada definitely got the name from his father, and he definitely has no fear because he's taking refuge in Krishna. So the second name is the one who rescues the fallen, most fallen. So when we were in the beginning of this movement, many devotees came to this movement and they were really fallen. They have all kinds of bad habits and they were down at the whole society, outside the society. So Srila Prabhupada, he was really the one who took the most fallen. The second name is the most merciful. He is the most merciful. There is one song Srila Prabhupada was singing, Hari Haraye. And when you hear the song, you can hear him weeping. At the end of the song, he is weeping because he always said we disciples are like black coals, washing coals. You can wash the coals and they always remain black. So we are such bad disciples. He was always giving us instructions, but we always do the other things, you know. So then he is the knower of the Vedas. This is obvious. Srila Prabhupada knows all the Vedas. So then he is the one who is endowed with bhakti, knowledge and renunciation. This is also very obvious. We can see that you are really endowed with all these qualities. And then the best friend. He is the best, our best friend, because he will give us salvation, he will give us Krishna, he will give us the knowledge of life. Then he is the real father, the father of the soul. You know, I have a father, but for me it was like a second father, or the real father, the second initiation. You are born as a soul, so he gives us the real fatherhood for going back to Godhead. So he is the Der Beständige, he is the most existing. He is existing on the level of the soul, because Srila Prabhupada is eternal and he is not limited. So we can always have association when we want, and we are really praying for him, then he will be there and help us. So then he is the one who is everyone, equal to everyone. So Srila Prabhupada doesn't make any distinction, he is a little crazy, or he's a very high class person. He was equal to everyone. Like the Goswamis said from him that they are friends with everyone was like these Goswamis. So Srila Prabhupada was the one who was always equal to everyone. Then he is unbesiegbar. You cannot defeat him in debate. So this was Prabhupada's special quality. Whatever you said, Prabhupada immediately had something against you. He was, you cannot defeat Srila Prabhupada. He was like completely on the top of his philosophical point and really pushed someone down. Boom, you know, Srila Prabhupada. So then he had an oceanic smile. This was Srila Prabhupada's quality. He was smiling. He was like feeling, wow, a big smile, like the sun goes up, and he was like very special smile. Then he's the servant of the servant of the servants. So he said his disciples are the representative of his guru. So he felt himself the servant of his disciples, the servant of his gurus in the form of his disciples. So he was always in the level of being the servant. This is for sure. And he's an icebreaker. This is because he was the first one who came to the West. And he really broke the ice, and he really made it possible that someone took this Krishna consciousness serious and become a devotee. So he had this quality of ice breaking. So he's, this next name is the representative of Vyasadeva. So we just said he is sitting on this Vyasasan. He's a really representative of this. Then Dharmaraj, the king of Dharma. For us, he is the real king of Dharma. This is Sanatana Dharma. We worship Krishna eternally. This is, he's the king of this. Then he is knowledgeable Weisheit. That's what Weisheit in English? Wisdom in person. So we always, we were young and he was like an old wise person, and we always followed his advice and were looking what he Prabhupada said about this, and he's a very wise person. So he is a destroyer of nations. This is also Bhaktivedanta. The name Bhaktivedanta, he is the one who explained bhakti as the end of all the Vedic knowledge. This is the highest understanding. This is bhakti, and this is, he is therefore called Bhaktivedanta. Then for sure Prabhupada, at his feet all the disciples or his master sit, and he is the main guru and the main master. He is endowed with love of Krishna. This was also for sure. And then he's the servant of Radharani. This is once he said, I am really serving Radharani. And then the mission of Radharani is to bring the souls back to Krishna. So he is like in this very special level. He is conscious that he is actually also serving Radharani. Then he's Maharaj, he's king of his senses, he's controlling his senses. He's destroyer of Mayavadi philosophy, this is Asunyavadi. And he is endowed with all the symptoms of love for Krishna. He has all the symptoms of love for Krishna. And therefore, like I said before, one could really see and one can experience that he is not on this normal level of a normal person we meet on the street, or a normal wise person in this world. He is on the level of pure transcendental love for Krishna, and therefore he is a very special soul. And this, I'm really happy to be have this possibility to be in contact with you, Srila Prabhupada, and I try to follow your instruction. It's not so easy, but hopefully you will help me. Hare Krishna. So we can find ja, wir können, everyone who wants, he can now speak. We have until 11 o'clock time. Und vielleicht willst du was singen ein bisschen? Hast du oder Enke? Ja, ich begleite dich und du singst. Bitte?
Ist okay.
Ja, warum nicht?
Wir singen jetzt nur
Hare
Krishna, ne?
Ja. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivisesha Sunyavadi Akkacharesha Kari
Bhakta Vrindam.